Well, good morning. This is Jeremy Deeds of Planning for Life, Life and Financial Planning Consultants from Helmsley, North Yorkshire. This is my market perspective for the week commencing Monday, the 27th of September 2010. Slightly later than usual, I'm afraid, and I'm talking to you now from the Torre del Tartufo, a wonderful villa set in the Tuscan Hills. Sunday and Monday we spent travelling, and first couple of days of our retreat here, our strategic planning retreat, which is great. I'm here with a dozen or so other people, mainly Americans, in fact all Americans apart from me, many of them financial planners and life planners, led by Phil and Nisa, and this is what we call our Total Business Transformation course, and it's the opportunity I think a lot of us have been waiting for to have time to really think about how we're going to develop our businesses, how we're going to take them forward. And I'll be talking more about this later on, probably in another audio boom. But what about the markets? What have the markets been up to? Well, last week, the markets once again ended on a positive note. That was for a number of reasons, particularly better than anticipated German business sentiment, and also better than expected durable orders from the US. Both of those were really positive for the market. Having said that, markets did wobble in the middle of the week when the US Federal Open Market Committee came up with their monthly statement, which included the view that, that they expected the Fed funds rate to remain low for what they termed an extended period. Further, they adopted a clear easing bias, and the words that they used were that they were prepared to provide additional accommodation if needed, the implication being that they didn't see recovery in the US economy as being a certainty, and in fact they saw signs of concern and worry about what was going on in the markets and in the economy, and were therefore stating they were still prepared to come in with further quantitative easing if required. And that spooked the markets a little bit, but having said that, they then recovered on the Friday, with North American markets up around 2-3% on the week, Europe up just about 1.5% on the week, and Asia and the Pacific markets, a bit mixed, with generally positive returns from around 0.5% to 2.5%. Having said that, in the Far East, stocks were very mixed last week, mainly because of the holiday season in Japan, which only had 3 trading days during the week. The US, too, saw some interesting developments in the property market and the property sector. Up to now, the post-recession growth has been driven very much by manufacturing, with housing very much in the doldrums. But we had some interesting data this week, or sorry, last week, as it is now, about the housing market, which showed that possibly the housing market in the US is stabilizing and may even be starting to improve. Housing starts in August were particularly strong, up 10.5%, which is significantly higher than expectations. Permits too improved last month, rising nearly 2% after declining 4% in July. Existing home sales also bounced back, rising 7.5% in August, up substantially from July, and once again exceeding expectations. And in the new home sales sector, there was at least no decline, even if there wasn't much of a positive increase. However, all in all, there's enough data around to show that the US property market may at last be stabilizing, and that was a positive for stocks, as were the durable goods orders, which indicated that manufacturing momentum is remaining positive in the US. And finally, a bit of historical information for the long fact finders amongst us. The National Bureau of Economic Research in the US declared that the latest recession ended in June 2009. As you remember, it began in December 2007 and therefore lasted 18 months, which makes it the longest of any recession since World War II, beating those of 73, 75 and 81, 82, which lasted for just 16 months. So that's it for the moment. I'll be back again with another market commentary next week, but I'll also be posting some audios about what we're doing here in Tuscany for those who are interested. As usual, my quick reminder before we go that nothing in this commentary should be regarded as advice. You should contact your professional advisor before taking any action relating to your personal finances. Planning for Life cannot be held responsible for the outcome of any action taken based on this commentary if advice has been sought beforehand. Planning for Life is authorised and regulated by the Financial Services Authority. Our number is 448184, and you can find out more about us at www.planningforlife.org. Thank you very much. Take care.